recorded.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, everybody. Happy 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July, 2020. Hey, this is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford, the president of Jacksonville Urban League, and John Leitner, president of Parvis Mental Health Services in Jacksonville. And welcome, team. Happy 4th of July. What's going on in Jacksonville over this hot, humid weekend?
Hey, happy day. That's what I'm going to say. Good morning. There are some fireworks celebrations that are taking place in Duval. So there are about six sites, isn't it, Dr. Danford, where they're going to be having a fireworks show. So
And you also have the fireworks show down in Clay County with Sheriff Daniels.
You want to start off with that?
We'll talk more about that.
Getting community potpourri up front.
No, we're talking about the 4th of July, and this is a federal holiday that has actually been celebrated since 1941. And the reason for this celebration is on July 2nd of 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence for the 13 colonies from Great Britain. So this is a moment in history that is celebrated, and this is why we celebrate the 4th of July. It is in just remembrance of the independence from Great Britain on July 2nd in 1776. So sometimes celebrate holidays and don't even know why is the holiday even, you know, on the calendar. Why is it a federal holiday, and why do we commemorate that?
Well, we appreciate that, John, and it's always good to know why we're celebrating holidays. My thing to everyone, though, is to be not only safe out here with the coronavirus, but also with the fireworks. You know, every year we have people get maimed and sometimes killed during this 4th of July celebration. So celebrate safely and sanely. And, you know, so that on Monday we can get back out here and get the economy back rolling again and you know, hopefully spur on some new and innovative ways for our small businesses. So that's about the Independence Day. The COVID's still here, guys. The COVID-19, the coronavirus, it's still alive and well. And as a matter of fact, it seems to be regenerating itself. Jamin, what's going on in with the COVID numbers in Jacksonville?
In Duval, there's been a recent increase of about 767 cases, but overall in the state of Florida, over 10,000 reported positive cases, the most recent numbers. And again, they're continuing to test, maybe not today. Today is actually observed as a holiday, but I'm not sure whether those sites are open. There is no report of the status of that. But again, the last numbers were over 10,000, which right now that's the largest that's being reported thus far.
And you know, the younger people, Jarman and Larry, we're seeing that they are becoming very high in the, statistically in terms of the age groups. I see from 0 to 17 years, we've had a 144% increase, as well as a 68% increase in those from 18 to 44 years old. So folk like myself in my age category, it seems that either we've gotten it and passed on, we don't have to worry too much about the elderly, with all of the young folks being tested and coming up positive, especially as we look to the beaches and the bars and everything here in Florida.
And those have been paused for the weekend. At least the beaches are not open to slow down.
Oh, no, the beach is open, yes.
To residents, correct? Or is open to everyone?
What you mean to residents? I'm a resident.
Just for those that live close to the beach.
No. I'm a resident of Duval County, so you can't discriminate. You can't let folk who live at the beach go to the beach and people not from the beach not go to the beach. Come on now.
Well, they can pause. They can close
bars.
Well,
COVID-19 is an equal opportunity virus.
Well, I've heard some city officials, if they haven't officially closed it, they're recommending, you know, to be responsible, wear your mask, and definitely social distance and stay away from large crowds.
And I understand you can be fined up to what, $500 if you don't wear your mask in some places. Is that what's going on? See, you can't. It's hard to believe all this information out here. We know.
Right. There is a lot of information that's out here.
There's a lot of information also. So
the masks have been made as a requirement in public places in Duval. So I believe that would include the beach. That's a public place. So people are outside and on the beach, they're required to wear a mask. And so that's how the weekend is going to look as far
so what
as
what amendment does that fall up under? That's not under the amendment for gun rights, is it? What amendment? We don't have to, hey, it's my right not to wear a mask if I don't want to. Larry, you
freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression.
There you go.
All right.
So you have a right to contest them. Okay,
I'm wearing my mask. I'm talking, but I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah, they can see the bottom line, guys, and we're being you know, a little bit humorous here, but at the end of the day, you know, please wear your mask if you're out and around other folks, not necessarily for yourself, but to protect others and young folks. You know, even though you know, you feel that you're superhuman and can survive the virus, if you catch it, you know, just think about spreading it to others. You know, it's not about you all the time. Sometimes it's about others. So let's think about others, especially during this holiday weekend, the 4th of July. It's hot outside. People want to get outside. I know I want to get outside and enjoy some of the weather. But let's do it safely and sanely, please.
Right.
All right. Okay, so the COVID deal, we know that we're kind of conflicted of whether the beaches are open or closed. I would hope that they would be open and closed, open to the fact that folks can get out, closed to the fact that they need to wear face coverings and practice safe distancing. You know, with the number of cases increasing every day in Florida and throughout the Duval County, we need to be practicing as safely as we can to you know stop this virus in its tracks. If we can, if not, let's at least be concerned about ourselves and our family members.
And we do know, Larry, that the reopenings have been paused because of the spikes. So, but we do know that the Republican National Convention is still coming to Duval, and there are still some concerns surrounding the crowd of people that will be here during that convention. And I haven't read. I don't know, Dr. Danford, if you've seen that they've changed the requirement to wear a mask, but the last information that was reported is that it's not required for that particular convention.
Well, you know, we have, what, a month and a half to go, and by then we shouldn't have too much of, evidence of this virus. We're hearing that the president is saying this thing is going to go away eventually. And so maybe people are banking on it going away by, what is that, the latter part of August? So we'll wait and see. I will continue to wear my mask. I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah. And regarding the RNC, you know, it's going to happen. The event is going to happen. That doesn't mean everyone has to take part in it. And, you know, we don't know what the virus is going to, where it's going to be in August. And so we need to take a break and for a music break and come back. But when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about small businesses and small business ownership and how we can take advantage of recreating our businesses post COVID. So this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. We'll be back.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Jarman Leitner. And this morning, we're going to be talking about, well, happy 4th of July, everybody. I know that you're out celebrating and probably got the barbecue on, whether it's plant barbecue or real meat. Enjoy.
Plant barbecue.
Let's get some real smoke-flavored plant barbecue, okay?
I hope it's not those hemp plants, Larry.
Yeah, hey, those are the best ones when they cure it right.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, look, we've talked about a lot of different things in with the COVID. But you know, after COVID and as we transition back into normalcy, the new normalcy, you know, small businesses are going to need to work themselves and we're going to have to find some new and creative ways to promote our businesses, but not only that, to serve our customers. And with that being said, we have Bing Parkinson on. He's from the Jacksonville Urban League's Entrepreneur Program, and they just completed another successful contract year with the state of Florida. Bing is going to tell us a little bit about the program, its success this past year, and we have a couple of folks that are going to come on and talk about how they benefited from the Jacksonville Urban League's Entrepreneur Program. And after that, we're going to talk about some tools that you might be able to use, moving your business forward post this pandemic. Bing, welcome to the Empowerment Hour. And what's going on over at the Jacksonville Urban League's Entrepreneur Program?
Well, thank you, Larry. We are finishing up the 2019-2020 contract period with the state. That period ended on June 30th, so it ended on Tuesday. Throughout this contract year, even through this COVID-19 pandemic period, we were very successful in helping at least 100 clients in the Northeast Florida, the Jacksonville, Duval County area. And when I said clients, these are small business owners. We were able to help them write business plans, to help them develop financial statements, profit and loss statements, marketing plans. We helped them with some legal training. We assisted them with their tax preparation. But the most important part of what we had accomplished during this period, we helped approximately 20 small business owners access PPP loans, which totaled over $250,000. As you all know, the PPP loan is the Payroll Protection Program loan that the federal government came up with to assist small business owners in keeping their employees employed. This loan is a forgivable loan if you use the money as intended, which of the amount that you receive, if you utilize at least 75% to pay payroll expenses and the other 25% to pay rent or utilities for your company's office or facility. If you utilize that money over the first 24 weeks after receiving the funds, then it can be totally forgiven. So we consider this to be a very successful program that we instituted in a period of about 3 months.
Oh, okay. Sounds like it was an interesting end of the program as you wrapped it up for 2020. And Bing, I understand that you're still awaiting information about whether the program is going to continue. But one of the things that is the most important part of the program is are the success stories. And we have some folks on today who participated in the program. And let's hear from them, and then we'll come back to you to wrap it up moving forward. But I believe we have Jarman and Anna Maria Charles are on. Jarman participated in the Urban League's Entrepreneur Program. Jarman, you want to give us a 30-second elevator speech and what you gained out of the entrepreneurship program? I think you went through the program about 4 years ago, and obviously you're still in business, so it must have helped you.
Well, absolutely, Larry. So, yes, I was connected with the program, like you said, about 4 years ago, and came in just again, new business owner to the area of Jacksonville, and just seeking just some support and some guidance on how to really run the back end of the business and then the flow of the business, and also wanted to grow the business. So with the entrepreneurship program, I was connected to a wonderful mentor, and that's Larry Williams. And from that, I just gained a lot about collaboration and building relationships with people and finding your niche and how you can connect and work together, because we can't work isolated and think that we're going to grow and be successful and sustainable. So that was one of the major takeaways, because yes, I received support in learning how to file paperwork and to know that I needed key people on my team, such as an accountant and lawyers and things like that. But to just be available as a mentor and nurturing me as a professional and personally, and building a relationship and helping me understand how to connect better with people, I believe that's the greatest gain that I've taken from the program, and being connected with someone who was vested in making sure that small businesses are successful. And that's including me, that's Jarmin Leitner in Harvest Intervention Services. So I thank you, Larry Williams and Dr. Danford and the Jacksonville Urban League for the opportunity.
Okay, great, great stuff there. And Anna Maria Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Tell us about your experience at the JUL's entrepreneurship program.
Well, that was like a blessing in disguise, because I really came to Jacksonville Urban League for help with my resume. And I met a wonderful lady downstairs who was helping me with that. And in our conversation, you know, I told her what I was passionate about, what I'd really like to do. You know, I want to still be my own boss, you know, and manage my time. And she said, you know, I have somebody for you to meet. And that's how my journey with Mr. Larry Williams began. I had my vision and, you know, what I wanted to do. And he just helped me bring it to fruition. And it's a virtual business, which at that time, you know, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to help people. I do AMC, professional administrative services, and I provide virtual administrative services to any small business. Larry just helped me, how should I say, build my confidence and know that have confidence in the product that I was offering and you know, be able to price. Pricing was my biggest issue, and he helped me right along with that, you know, have confidence in what you're doing, the quality of work, and people will pay. And now, I mean, that's paying off now, because everybody's looking for, you know, they don't want the employees in there, so the virtual work is working out, and administration is something that not everybody likes paperwork. And especially all these forms, a lot of money's out there, but there's forms to fill out. So I have been, you know, getting some calls with help to fill out forms, and, you know, just as I said, not having to be physically with the person or at the customer's office. But Larry was really, really fundamental in building my confidence and having my business take off.
This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
God says, I'll be committed. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. Be
morning and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour, along with Dr. Richard Danforth over at the Jacksonville Urban League and Jarman Leitner over at Harvest Mental Health Services in Jacksonville. And we are talking with Ben Parkinson about the Jacksonville Urban League's entrepreneur program. And we're talking about small business survival tools in general, especially post-pandemic. And Bing, I believe we have a guest, one of your folks who you have worked with this past year over at the JUL's entrepreneurship program. You want to introduce your guest and have her tell us a little bit about her business and why she decided to take participation in the Jacksonville Urban League's entrepreneur program.
Thanks, Larry. I'd like to introduce Cheryl. Cheryl is one of our superstars with the entrepreneur program. I'd let her spend the time to introduce herself and to speak a little bit about the services that her company provides. But again, she's one of the success stories that we like to show the local entrepreneurs what we can actually offer, in addition to Jarman and to Anna Maria. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Bing. I'm so glad to be here. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe on this holiday weekend. And I am so grateful for this opportunity just to share with you all. My name is Cheryl Elium, and I'm the owner and president of SC Design Consult, LLC. It's a company for training and development, primarily focusing on computer-based training and focus. I have been in business now for a little over 3 years, and I've been industry-specific in the area of training and development, as well as project management and consulting for well over 15-plus years in my career. So when I heard about the program with the Jacksonville Urban League, it was just the fit that I needed for my business, especially because they offer all of the components that any small business needs in order to get their business to that next level. Whether you're at a beginning level or you're at that intermediate stage, the small business program for entrepreneurs with the Jacksonville Urban League offers you a segue to be able to grow your business.
Okay, great, great, great. And how can folks get a hold of you, Cheryl, if they're interested in your services?
They can reach me by web, by phone. I do have a website. It's 4designscope. That's the number 4, the word designscope, designscope.com. And they can also reach me at area code 904-348-0088. Again, that's 904-348-0088.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you so much for coming on. And again, listeners, if you want to be involved, if you want to start your own business, you want to grow your business, call the Jacksonville Urban League and they can help you out through their entrepreneurship program and at least get you some advice on where to go to, get the tools you need and resources to be successful. Jarman and Anna Maria, you want to give out your information as well for folks that might be interested in mental health service or virtual administrative services?
Yes. Okay. So I'm Jarman Leitner with Harvest Intervention Mental Health Services. And again, we provide behavioral health services that includes counseling and psychological testing. And we do all of this via telehealth or by appointment only. We're implementing the COVID 19 precautions, and we have to bring you into the office for testing. If you have any concerns, you can give us a call at 904-595-6516 or visit harvestinterventions.com. And we are accepting new patients, and we serve ages birth on up to adults. So even the babies can experience trauma at a young age. So we welcome you to visit the website or give us a call.
Okay, thank you. Anna Maria, how can we get some virtual
assistance? Yes, sir. Thank you. It's Anna Maria Charles. The business is AMC Professional Administrative Services. We provide virtual administrative services for all your administrative needs, paperwork, forms to fill out, anything that's online, and just keeping papers in order. My specialty niche is daycares, actually. So if ELC, DCF, CCFP, if those acronyms mean anything to you, then I'm here to help you. So my contact information is 904-238-0738, or you can email me at amcpas2015@yahoo.com. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you. And as you have heard, all of these businesses are on the cutting edge as far as technology is concerned. And that's what, you know, we've been pushing through the Urban League Entrepreneur Program for the past 4 or 5 years, you know, that I've been a part of the program. And you know, we have to change with the times. You know, the days of just having, you know, the mom and pop type businesses is great. But we, if you're going to do mom and pop, let's do mom and pop technology. Let's find ways to make sure that we're staying ahead of the curve and at least being on the same page with others as we move through this pandemic, this coronavirus pandemic. And also, if you can, if you heard, when you heard the testimonials, you heard that these folks work together and they work in concert, you know, as part of a team. At times, and collaborate with each other, because oftentimes there's a lot of business that we miss just simply by not communicating what we, the services that we provide or the industry that we're working in. Okay, thank you guys so much for that. And
Larry, I have one more. Can I just add one more little snippet to that?
If it's quick, Cheryl.
It's quick. It's very quick. We also offer services to help you get into that new age technology that you mentioned, with offering you training on Zoom as well as social media. So look for us.
Right.
We'll be glad to help.
Awesome. Awesome. I know quite a few folks that can use some of that help on Zoom, but we won't call any names. Okay. So any Bang, you want to close us out with the Entrepreneur Program, and we're going to take a music break after that.
Okay. Well, to get information regarding the services that we provide, call the Urban League at 904-723-4010, or you can go online at jaxul.org. That's jaxul.org.
Okay, Bang, thank you so much for chiming in this morning, and we hope that you, Cheryl, and all of our listeners have a fantastic celebration of July 4th, and come back next week safe and sound.
All right, we look forward to
thank
it.
You.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, be well, everyone.
Thank hey, Larry. You.
Yes, sir.
Larry, we've got about a minute left, but let me take this opportunity to just let our listeners know how proud I am as the executive over at Jacksonville Urban League to have the caliber of individuals working with us that are really helping those small entrepreneurs to become successful. So just want you guys to know it's just a great feeling, particularly during these difficult times, to know that the Urban League is has the capacity to help those that really need it at this particular time. So thank all of you, and thank all of you, and I wish you many, many more successes. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Danford, and thanks to Urban League, you and the Urban League, for that fantastic program. We're going to be back after this music break. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Just for me. Sometimes blessing waiting just for me. Trusting your timing is not easy, and what I want's not always what I need. Somewhere I forgot you're God and I am not. I see. If I could speak honestly, it don't feel good, but growing never does. It don't seem fair.
Like,
ooh, la, la.
I'm being broken like,
ooh, la, la.
And now my heart is like,
ooh, la, 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 la.
Sing.
I'm singing, ooh, la, la.
And now I'm growing like,
ooh, la, la.
'Cause it was painful like,
ooh, la, 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 la.
Background sing.
It don't feel good. Does it don't seem fair for you to call this love, but if necessary, pain is the ingredient for change. Even when life may be bittersweet,
the truth is,
it don't feel good.
Let's go.
But growing never does. It don't seem fair.
Yeah, can you feel me?
Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford over at the Jacksonville Urban League, and Jarman Leitner, president at the Harvest Mental Health Services. Welcome back, team, and we have a special guest this morning with us, and Daryl Willie, who's on the Duval County Public School Board, and Daryl is joining us, and he'll join us on a regular basis as necessary when we, as we move forward in post-pandemic and these types of things. But we wanted to have updates on what's going on over at the school board, and Daryl's graciously agreed to appear on a regular basis to update us on what's going on. Daryl, happy 4th of July, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. How are you doing today?
It's a pleasure to be back. I'm doing great. Happy 4th to everybody. 4th. Yeah, just doing great. Just trying to handle it all like everybody else is right now.
Well, that's great. That's great. We've been, you know, I know that the school board just had a contract that was issued out for classroom support and preparing the classrooms for the children to return to school. Can you tell us what that contract was and why it was important to get that issued now during the summer months? What's going on over there, Daryl?
Yeah, so we there's a couple of different things happening. We're trying to be proactive in with the COVID situation. We're sort of tied by a couple of different things. Number one, of course, CDC guidelines to make sure we're returning in a safe manner. But two, the state, the governor actually sort of says, hey, this is which direction we want to go. So he said that a couple, I guess, weeks back, said he wants to see school open in the fall, in the way possible if we can. So we've been putting together plans. The district has been putting together plans for a while with many different folks on that team. And the big part of it is the biggest two pieces of it in my mind are how do you get and transport students back and forth? And then two, like, how do you keep them safe while they're in classrooms? So that brings up the questions of PPE and social distancing and all these sorts of pieces. So we voted in the last school board meeting, actually in June, to sort of purchase masks, disposable masks. And we purchased a good number of them because we anticipated this, that coming from the governor saying, we're going to have to open up in some way. And we wanted to make sure we had a level playing field for everybody, because if you know our schools, we may have students that don't have or can't afford masks. So we had to make sure that we can provide those to keep them safe. So we voted for that. That did come with a lot of folks are on different sides of that. Some folks say, hey, you should wear masks. And some folks are like, it's against my freedoms to wear masks. So it was a vote that we decided to do in a pretty substantial vote there. The second vote that we are embarking upon now, and we actually just voted in a workshop on, is to give the superintendent and their staff the ability to purchase plexiglass barriers for students within the school. So especially within classrooms that the issue was, a lot of the complaints or the anxiety was around my young kids aren't going to be able to wear the mask all day. Like, how are they going to wear the mask all day and keep it on all day? It's going to get uncomfortable. They're going to pull it down. So they came up with a plan to actually have plexiglass barriers in classrooms. So then students could actually relieve themselves and pull the mask off for a while and still have a barrier of protection around them. So we voted to give the superintendent the liberties to be able to purchase those. And now that's a conversation that administrators are having with their schools to see how many they're needed and which times and what types are needed. So those are two major votes that we decided on recently. And that comes on the heels of a decision to roll out a plan about what the fall could look like if we were to open up in August. And I can go through that, too, as we have questions as well.
Right, Dale. This is Richard. I understand parents will have several options for the fall, and there's a date that they should let the school board know whether they want their child to go to a brick and mortar school or to a virtual school. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so the plan got rolled out in different stages. So there's an elementary sort of protocols, there's middle school protocols, and then there's high school protocols. And each one of them is different, because what we had to consider and what the district had to consider was how many students are going to be in a set location, how do they travel back and forth. And it's much easier, I'll say, with elementary school, because self-contained classrooms, you go to one spot, you use the same desk, it's all contained right there. So elementary school was easier, and hence why they are in almost a normal situation where they're going every single day, minus the early release Wednesdays. There still is the option, though, if you are a parent and do want to choose a different option, a virtual option, you can do that. So the virtual option, Duval Virtual Instructional Academy, is available for parents to be able to choose that option if they do want to switch their child into that, because we know that everybody is not ready to take that risk at all to send their kid to school. And we also have plans if something does happen where the numbers keep spiking, we can't do that. We're already set and ready to go with Duval Homeroom. It was set up at the end of last year, so we're ready to go with that. And I think it is a fluid, organic situation. Like, we're not going to make a statement today that says we're going no matter what today, because that would not be in the best interest of safety. So the one date I want everybody to think about is July 4th. That's when we'll actually have a website dedicated on that branches off our site, or actually right, I guess Monday or Tuesday of next week, we'll have a website that explains all of that, and we'll give dates, because the dates are going to be a little bit different based on which school and which level you are. So I don't want to give out wrong dates, but that website will be the key, and it will happen probably around middle of July when people will start making decisions. And we're going to track that too, to see how many people are shifting over to the virtual academy versus staying in their room in their traditional environment, because that'll affect transportation and meals and a lot of other things.
And Daryl, I wanted to ask about the virtual option, just for those parents or listeners who may not understand whether they have to enroll their child as a homeschool student. Is this virtual option where the student will be enrolled and a part of DCPS and not considered homeschool, where the parent is responsible for their grades, but the school district is responsible?
Right. In its current state, if you were to send your child to a sort of a hybrid model, which the middle school and high schools are hybrid models. So they are doing, for example, middle school is three days on and then 2 days of homeroom, like virtual homeroom like we did when COVID first started. So you'll have a hybrid method. That is one way to do it. And you would just kind of traditionally go about it the way you've always gone about it. If you wanted to, say you did not want your child to be in that environment, they could go to the virtual environment. You would actually be enrolled in a different school in that virtual environment. And that's probably been the biggest question that we've gotten. And I agree with this question or statement around, so if you disenroll a student from a middle school that they're in, now in a different school, they could potentially lose their spot. So that is something we're actually working through right now, because that's probably the barrage of emails I've gotten has been in regards to that. So, and I think it's a valid question, and I think we want to try to answer it, but we would have to have a waiver from the state to be able to come in and say, yes, you could go to this school, but you have your slot back. It's a state thing, but we want to accommodate the best we can, because ultimately we want education to be centered and we want families to be safe. So those are the two key pieces there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we thank you for that. Larry, we got to have a couple more minutes left.
Okay, well, Daryl, we'll get you back on. Daryl, there's a board meeting, a school board meeting that the public is invited to. Am I correct? Coming up on July the 7th?
You're correct. Yeah, Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up.
Okay.
Is that on Zoom?
Yeah, it'll be virtual. So we just got notice that all of our meetings through, I believe, August are going to be virtual still. So it'll be virtual through Zoom. If you go to the Duval County website, there'll be links to it. We don't have, there's a number of agenda items on there, but I think the hot topic that parents and other folks will come to that meeting wondering is about the plan for next year. And even the plans for right now, because we have summer camps, we have athletics going on even right now that we're being very cautious about.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information. We'll get back to you in later on in this month, probably in a couple of weeks, Daryl, after the board meeting, and you can provide us with an update on what's going on. Thank you so much for hopping on again, and yeah. Happy 4th of July weekend to you and your family, and happy 4th of July to all of our listeners across the state of Florida, Duval County, Jacksonville, and across the world. This is Larry Williams, Jarman.
Yes. All right. Everybody be safe. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank y'all.
Are you a mask?
And stay off the beaches unless you do have a mask and safe distance. Happy 4th of July, everybody.